This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We got some crazy stuff happening in the United States here, friends. We need to learn our lesson from history, and we're going to learn our lesson from experience. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to our Facebook page, friends. I just posted some brand new stuff. Crazy stuff. Disturbing stuff. I'll share a couple of those with you right now. Sons of Liberty Radio just posted a crazy footage of a parachute instructor saving himself by cutting away from twisted chute seconds before he hits the ground. A couple minutes later, he's back up in the air, jumping again two more times.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, as they say, if you get thrown off the horse, get back on it. That's a good idea. I agree with that, but you got to be careful.
Yeah.
And then, folks, I also posted a man walks into a store, and what a camera caught him doing next to the female clerk is pretty difficult for some people to watch. But if this doesn't jack you up, youth talk for make you mad, nothing will. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also go to Sons of Liberty Radio. We got posted on WND, my last article, The Order Out of Chaos. Friends, you got to keep in mind that we have a government that is using terrorism to create its political outcome. And when you read the article, it will make perfect sense to you. It's not conspiracy theory. It's fact, and this is what we're dealing with. Who does terrorism work for, friends? Just ask the government, because it's the government asking you to give up your rights after some supposed attack. And isn't it interesting how the government, they just can't put their finger on these supposed terrorists. And then when you ask other countries like Egypt about Muslim Brotherhood and terrorism, the Taliban, they just say, you know, they said in Egypt that it's a political tool. It's created.
Yeah.
And what is it created for? Because, well, if you go to Henry Kissinger, the pedophile, he's the one that said that for those that resist the New World Order, he said they're the terrorists. And just think, friends, how many years later, 13, 14 years later, you have the DHS and this administration pointing the finger at those that don't agree with the dangerous ideologies of this criminal in the White House right now, that you're the terrorists. So, in fact, friends, terrorism is created. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, it was Condoleezza Rice, who sat under the Bush's administration, who rightly said, she said it right out of her own mouth, she said that terrorism was essential to Stalinism.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask any dictator what terrorism is used for, well, ask Adolf Hitler. What was the outcome? It always worked for governments. And just keep in mind, friends, just to prove my point, go again to WorldNet Daily. It's called Order Out of Chaos with Bradley Dean. And what you'll find is that you will see even the president of the United States back in the 90s calling for a new world order a couple hundred times. And he's the one that said order comes out of chaos. So the question, friends, is who is creating the chaos and who does it work for? I can tell you who it works for. I can tell you exactly who it works for. It works for those that are taking advantage of the circumstance that's been created through terrorism. So here we have it. I mean, I could just go on and on just with this very topic right now because it's just over the top. And we also have China calling for a new world order, Russia calling for a new world order, the Pope calling for a new world order, politicians in the United States of America calling for a new world order. How's this all coming into alliance? Through terrorism, friends. Who's funding the terrorists? That's a good question to ask yourself. And again, here we have it. If we just go simply go back to our forefathers, namely the father of our Constitution, his name was James Madison. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And again, go back to September 11th, friends, when the two towers fell. Who did the government attack? Did they attack Taliban? No, they attacked Iraq. And keep in mind, Iraq, George W. Bush was asked about Iraq. Why did you attack Iraq? They didn't do anything to us. And he said, you're right, they didn't. Matter of fact, that's a part of the article. I'll show you the video. Well, then why did we attack him? Because we wanted to, really. And who did you use to do the attacking? Man, that sounds like somebody I know from the 30s who attacked his own Reichstag. And after he attacked his own Reichstag, then he convinced the people, 80 million people in his country, that we need to attack the Poles. Oh, I get it. So it's used for political opposition to take them down so we can dominate and then create a new world order. Exactly, friends. Call me crazy, but the writing's all over the wall. President Barack Hussein Obama, right behind George W. Bush, is over in Europe calling for a new world order in Europe before he's the president of the United States. He says there is no other way. Now he's calling for an international order, a new international order. And so we have George Bush right along, hand in glove with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And interestingly enough, when Barack Hussein Obama, again as senator, got off his 57-state tour, friends, he's calling for a new world order. Just for those that didn't know, we have 50 states in our union, not 57. So you can check that out as well. We also have the Presbyterians. Yesterday we were talking about the gay agenda and how they don't have the support, but how the homosexuals are being used to upend the Constitution of the United States. They're being used as a political battering ram, friends, and this is a global agenda again. Then you'll, if you just go ahead and take a look at what the president was talking about yesterday, you know, his homosexual advocacies and his accomplishments. Well, who's that working for? It's not working for you. It's working for the 1.7% of the population who thinks that he's in their favor when, in fact, he's not in their favor. Again, he's just using them to upend the Constitution of the United States. Look to Canada, friends. But what we just found, friends, is Presbyterian Assembly, gay marriage is Christian. Isn't that interesting? Gay marriage is Christian. So we have the devil telling the church that God's okay with it. Now, it says in 1 Timothy 4, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Well, that's what we're seeing today, friends. And again, if you just go ahead and look at what the homosexuals are being used for, I don't care who says it, you know, common sense tells you it's wrong. Crimes against nature.
That's exactly right. I don't care if the holiest person in the world, I don't care if you think, you know, your pastor, your church leader, whatever, if they say gay marriage is okay, it doesn't matter. They're not the authority. The Bible is the authority.
You have the criminals here looking at the laws of our constitutional republic, basically the criminal calling the cop the pig, saying we don't want your laws anymore, and then they hug and everybody feels sorry for them. And what they don't know is the homosexual agenda is aiming at those that stand up against their crimes.
I was going to say, and this is not love, it's hate, because if the church condones what they do and they stand before God, they're going to get
the
a
church.
Different story. That's right. The professed church.
That's right. Folks, when we come back, what we're going to do is get back on our discourse and just kind of take it line upon line, precept upon precept. They got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, you can call in 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. You can also check us out online, namely our Twitter account, which is our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, which is our Twitter account. Bradley Dean 1, which is our Twitter account. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, we're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our deeds because we love. And if you'd like to check out 1 John 3:18, Jesus said that. And when we listen to George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said, he's the one that said deeds, not words. And, of course, he extracted that or derived that from the Christ. And so in saying all that to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want to make sure that we have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. I think it's so true what you were saying earlier, Bradley, that if we don't learn from history, we're going to be learning from experience. And we don't want to be learning from experience in that sort of way. I'm sick and tired of seeing this cowardice in America where people complain about the problems but do nothing to actually bring forth the resolve and the answers. There's too much blood, sweat, and tears that have established this nation for us to walk away from it and say, well, not a big deal. Oh, sure, let them have their way over here. Let them have their way over there. Now, listen, we are a republic made of laws, not a democracy which every which way the wind blows. You know, the populace says this, then we change it to
the
that.
Mob.
Yeah, the mob rule. We're not under mob rule. Noah Webster actually had a great quote in regards to citizens' neglect of their duty to place principled men in office. He said this, if the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made not for the public good so much as for selfish or local purposes.
Yep.
Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. And that's what we're seeing line upon line, precept upon precept.
But
today,
the rights of the citizens are violated because the citizens allow the violation. Interestingly enough, case in point, real quick, I don't want to get off course, I want to get back to our discourse. But interestingly enough, we got Paul Ryan. I seen him out at the RNC just this, a year and a half ago, 2 years now. And, he's an establishment guy. And he's saying to the IRS commissioner today concerning Lois Lerner and her lost emails. Friends.
Yeah. How convenient.
Folks, listen, they're always going to get away with what you let them get away with. And the bottom line is if you let this one go with the IRS, rest assured you are adding strength for those to attack, namely the IRS, anybody they want at will. And, folks, it needs to stop yesterday. But we had Paul Ryan, again, the established, he's establishment guy, but he's sitting there saying to the IRS commissioner, nobody believes you. Nobody believes you. As he's looking at the IRS commissioner and saying, hey, you know what, as soon as we get done with this little charade in front of the people, let's go have dinner tonight, okay? It's ridiculous, friends. As if to say, Paul Ryan sitting there saying, you know, nobody believes what you're saying. As if to say, Paul Ryan, it's not your job to get those that are responsible to bring forth the investigation and execute the laws of the land concerning the crimes and those that have committed the crimes against we the people. It's a charade. It's a joke. In America, I got to say this because I love you enough to tell you the truth. Here's the bottom line. The joke is on you. How many times have I said on this radio program for you to stand down when you should stand up only adds strength to tyranny? We had the IRS commissioner busted, mud all over their face. They have the smoking gun. How many people have been busted with the smoking gun? And they have sneered. They have literally given the American people the finger. Now they're saying all the emails are lost and it doesn't deserve an apology. And here's Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, we don't believe you. We just don't believe what you're saying. What have you been put there for, Mr. Ryan? It's like a cop sitting there watching a criminal commit the crime and smile at him and say, you know what? Nobody believes you. I see the goods in your hand that you have ripped off.
Then deal with the criminal.
Of course. Yeah. What would you think of the cop that just looked at it and said, you know, I'm just going to call you names.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say you're a liar. No, he's been busted in the act. So anyways.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at it. And of course, it's such a convenience that this happened. And of course, it's been recycled.
It's everything with this administration.
Everything.
Has been nothing but blaming somebody else for the crimes that him and his administration have contrived. And the American people stand down and let them do it.
That's right.
That's the bottom line.
People say, oh, this is horrible and blah, blah, blah. That's what we want to do. We want to stop people from just complaining about the problems. Don't complain about what you tolerate and actually do something about the problem. In which you see, we're turning talk radio into do radio. And finally, I'll just give you this Spanish proverb that I thought
and
was
so
good.
And so should they.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're sons and daughters of liberty, absolutely. And we need to motivate people, other people, to do the same thing. Get them equipped with the right things and tools in their hands, DVDs, documentaries, this information to give them the knowledge that they need to be able to act out and affect their community,
and
their states, and their nations.
And that is if you want it. If you want the information, because I'll tell you what, it's a DVD series, it's a comic book, it's information that most people don't take because they want to listen to what the state-run media has to lie about today. And what they, you know, it's interesting. I mean, when you look again at the state-run media, what are they doing? They're magnifying the crimes of this administration towards the people rather than the people standing up and magnifying the laws against the crimes of this administration. And again, we stand back and we just, what's the sense? What's the problem today? Oh my gosh, it's this, that, and the other thing. It's only going to continue on until America says enough. And until then, you know what, friends? Really, the point is your backs are up against the wall. You've been painted into a corner because you've allowed yourselves to be painted into a corner. It's time to do something because I'm telling you what, sooner or later, it's going to hit home. It's going to hit home.
It has no other
You're just not going
to
get away from
it. It has no other choice but to hit home. I mean, when you're all in the boat, when not one half of the boat goes down and the other stays afloat, no, it all goes down together unless you do something to put a stop to the leak that's
coming
into
the
boat.
Well, they forget that their sin is against a just and a holy God, that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. They forget that the Lord looketh on the evil and the good, beholding the good and the evil throughout all the earth. They forget that their sin is before God, and then they wonder why they reap such a bad harvest because they don't realize God is seeing this, and he is laying to your charge. Listen, everything that you sow, you're going to reap.
Yep, that's right. Exactly. And even going back to the Sowing and Reaping book by D.L. Moody, and nations, you know, it's not when people die, you know, it's appointed unto men once to die, the Bible says, and then afterwards the judgment. Well, there's not a later judgment for nations, so nations will be judged on this earth according to what they have done because you reap what you sow. And remember, we are only giving you the truth because we love. There is a Spanish proverb that says, flattery makes friends, truth enemies. And we're not bringing forth the truth to make enemies. We're simply bringing forth the truth so people can do something about the problems that they see. The truth does divide. The light shines and exposes the darkness. That's what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? Pastor Niemöller said this famous quote, and I'll give you a little history about him right after I actually share his quote. You've probably heard this before. He said, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was none left to speak for me. Do you know where he wrote that?
Where?
He wrote that in a concentration camp.
Wow.
Did you hear what I said, Francis? Like Jeremiah warning the people over and over for 70 years. They sit there and they mock Jeremiah. They laugh at everything he's saying by inciting, well, actually preaching forth the word that God gave him. Literally, he was a prophet. And sooner or later, Lord just said, okay, enough is enough. There's going to be a book of Lamentations.
Wow.
And friends, if you want to learn from history, why don't you read the book of Lamentations? Because it's coming, unless you put your foot down. But going back to Pastor Niemöller, he's the one that was put in a concentration camp who wrote that quote that I just gave you in 1937. Most people don't know that.
No, yeah.
Too late.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And I've heard that quote before several times, but I did not know that he had actually wrote that quote from a concentration camp, which completely makes sense. But that's the whole point. I think that's the frustration sometimes is we need to learn from history. We don't want to wait. Our whole motto is prevention is better than cure. So you want to wait until the disaster takes place and say, oh, we should have. Let's stop the disaster before it takes place lawfully while we still have the opportunity to do it.
You know, it's interesting as well. You know what he called the church of the day?
What?
The confessing church.
Yeah. And we call it the professing church.
The professing church, and that's all they are. It's Jesus that said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. That's where we're at. Folks, we're going to jump over to the topic of abortion, but before I do that, during this last segment, keep in mind what we shared with you yesterday. Everything that's being thrown on you is a lie from the state-run media. We know that in May 1st, 2004, there was 25,000 people that protested homosexual marriage. There was 1,500 homosexuals protesting those that were protesting gay marriage. And they were holding up signs stating bigots go home. The state-run media twisted the truth and told the public, that would be you, that the 1,500 homosexual supporters holding up the signs saying bigots go home were the majority, okay, and made the 25,000 protesters to be out to be the minority, totally turning the events to be against the bigots instead of against gay marriage. In other words, friends, people do not support homosexual marriage in America, no matter how much the lesbians and the homosexuals that anchor the news tell you so, okay? If you don't read the newspapers, you're uninformed. If you read the newspapers or pay attention and actually take them for face value, namely the state-run media, you're misinformed, and you got coming what you got coming. Let's jump topics right when we come back. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jumping topics. Topic of abortion. Again, the media ignores the wishes of the majority. They're working for special interest groups. As we shared with you on Monday, they're bought and paid for. The editors are. That's why you are being ignored, and that's why the innocent and the womb are being murdered. And here we have it again. The media ignores the wishes of the majority by going to the three whack jobs on the left. And then when you look at the right, there's 10,000 people protesting. Speaking of which, interestingly enough, I don't think it was more than 4 or 5 months ago in Washington, D.C., friends, you probably didn't hear about this because, again, the government doesn't want you to know this. By the way, the government that sanctions murder in the womb, which is unlawful and unconstitutional, read the Declaration of Independence. But interestingly enough, there was over 650,000 people in D.C. protesting this criminal in the White House. And keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama has advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb more than any president in the United States. By the way, all the way since 1973 to the present, every president's guilty. Guilty as hell, literally. And they will stand before a just and a holy God on that day and answer for their crimes. But you know what? We already know what their crimes are, so why don't we actually bring it to justice and judgment today? Because we have the power to do that, America. But interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama voted 242 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb. It's also aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. And for those that thought the blacks and the Hispanics support Barack Hussein Obama in the mass majority of the populace out there that is Hispanic or black, you are sadly mistaken. That's not true. Again, here comes the state-run media getting you to believe something that is completely fabricated. In saying that, friends, going back to the media and abortion and the President of the United States, also do keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama made sure he voted twice to make sure that there was another doctor inside of the abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby came out alive, that the second doctor would make sure that the baby was snuffed out. And yes, I am using mob talk because it's mob money. Okay? John F. Kennedy was asked about abortion in the 60s. He said that's barbaric. In other words, that would never happen here. It's interesting, friends, it's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs in America, but yet 4,000 babies a day are murdered in the womb at will. So you have Hollywood teaching them how to commit the crime, how to fornicate, sex before marriage, and what they do is they keep scripture and law out of sight and out of mind concerning our young people. Yet scripture says in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that adulterers and fornicators shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Okay, fornication, sex before marriage. But again, here we have Hollywood teaching them how to commit the crime. Now they're trying to bring it into the schools where the nurse can actually take your daughter and go have an abortion without parental consent, without your authority. Yes, they are attempting to do this on a global scale, and yes, they are trying to do this in America. Okay, it's illegal to kill whales, but 4,000 babies a day are murdered in the womb. I also want to let you know that these environmentalists, folks, you need to be careful because they are some sick-minded communists. They care more about Mother Earth than they do human life, at least until it comes to theirs.
Yeah. You know, I just saw a post the other day of a woman who had said, now, animal cruelty is now a felony in every state, and she was rejoicing over that fact. And it's like, listen, we care more about the animals than we do about innocent life. Can you imagine if it was a felony in every state for abortion? I mean, that's where it should be. We should be protecting human life before we protect animal life.
But isn't it interesting, communists desire to take out human life while they preserve the animal's life.
Right.
So the Lord sits down and says, okay, is that how you guys want to have it? Then that's fine. You can go ahead and have it that way.
Yeah.
And then you eat the fruit of your own ways, and then what happens? People get mad at God for what he said not to do in the first place. You went and violated it. So when he said, thou shalt not kill, you go out and kill, and you allow people to kill, and instead of preventing murder, you allow them to murder. And then you think that there's not going to be a day where the Lord's going to say, okay, you've let it go far enough. Now I'm going to expose you to the same crime that you allowed the babies to be exposed to.
Right.
The real question is, who is the criminal here? Those that commit the crimes or those that allow those in government to commit the crimes?
Yeah.
Both are guilty.
Yeah, and you know, and we in America, we stand on our high horse like we're so righteous, and we look at what Hitler did to Nazi Germany and to the Jews and what happened there. Listen,
what the people in Germany allowed Hitler
exactly
to do.
Exactly, what they allowed him to do, but we look down on that in America, like, wasn't that just so horrible, and we resurrect Holocaust museums and so forth. Listen, we have murdered more than 55 million babies in the womb in our country compared to Hitler's 11, 12 million that he did. And we look over at him like, oh, he's so horrible. Not on our watch. As the people stand down, they allowed Hitler to do what he's doing, and we're allowing abortion in our country today.
It may look like law, may have the color of law, but abortion is not law because it contradicts God's law.
That's right.
Okay? It's illegal to pick flowers in the state of Minnesota. Yet 4,000 babies a day are murdered in the womb. Seen a billboard when we were doing high school assemblies out in Arkansas. It was a picture of Richard Pryor, who said, join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. Now, I hope there's no one out there laughing right now, friends, because this is debased. This is reprobate. This is sick to the core. Folks, we have people protesting Kentucky Fried Chicken for cruelty to chickens. But the American people stand down and let 4,000 babies be murdered in the womb today. I do want to say this. This generation is standing up and saying to this government, you are not killing off my generation. Abortion clinics are being shut down left and right across the country. We have a friend named Troy Newman out of Operation Rescue who is getting these abortion doctors thrown into prison for their crimes against humanity, and rightly so. But how is it that we stand back and we allow this guy in the White House to just go ahead and do it and act as if for some reason he's got some license to commit any crime he wants to concerning the laws of our republic? It bewilders me. But for the sake of not going there, let's keep rolling.
And I will say, too, if you want a good book on abortion, go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just came out yesterday. It's called For the Children. Check it out at the store.
Did a high school assembly in Kabul, Missouri. 700 students in front of me. Was showing a picture of little Samuel Alexander Armas. His name was Samuel Alexander Armas. He was a 21-week-old baby. He was less than 5 months old, and he was still in the womb. What they did is he had spinal bifida, and what they had to do is they had to fix his spine. So what they did is they opened up the womb, and little Samuel stuck his arm out and grabbed the doctor's finger. I showed that picture to these students. Okay? Because they don't know what abortion is. They don't know what infanticide is. They're just told that it's a little fetus, right? And interestingly enough, the principal walked out. We have all this on My War series, as a matter of fact. It's available, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And interestingly enough, what was happening here is the principal comes out and said, if this offends anybody, you can leave. One teacher and one student, by the way, the student many believe to be the teacher's, I think it was a daughter, wasn't it? Anyways, one teacher, one student get up and walk out. And I said, okay, fair enough. It's pretty sick, pretty backwards, but fair enough. He walks off, and I go on. About 2 minutes later, he comes back out, tells the 700 students in Kabul, Missouri, that the assembly program is over. He said there's an emergency at the school. He lied to them. See, friends, what you don't hear is the voice of those that you think are stupid, namely our kids in public schools. The students, along with the teacher faculty, stood up and gave me a standing ovation. They filed down, one by one, apologizing for what their principal just did. Is that the voice that you hear? Absolutely not. The church got involved that night. I could probably go so far as to say that that principal was probably removed after this assembly or shortly thereafter. The church was packed. State representatives came out. I told them what happened at the school. Another standing ovation. Of course, we're not looking for the accolades. But again, friends, this is the voice that you don't hear, but it's the voice that you can hear if you're willing to fight for it. I'm talking about our posterity. I'm talking about ourselves. I'm talking about our futures. See, because when I'm talking about our students and what we're fighting for there, I'm not attacking any particular person or people or demographic. No, I'm protecting those that are subjected to all of what's going on in this country today, friends. And I love saying it that way.
Yeah, and I think this is a great example, too, because if you look at this guy, how many people were in that assembly, do you think?
700 kids.
700 kids. Okay, so 700 kids. We look at the guy, and he said, well, you know, people walked out. And we're like, nobody walked out. He goes, are you sure? Are you sure? It was two people.
All
it was a teacher.
Film.
It was a teacher and a student.
Yeah.
He goes, actually, it was three. So here we have an idea of a guy talking about the way minority, and he shut down the whole thing. But we have a community that stood up against what this one little man.
I think that's what his problem was.
Yeah,
I mean, because I'm 6'5", long hair, tattooed, studly,
yes,
right?
Definitely. That's
okay,
what
you
I was
told
saying.
Me that,
that's
right?
That's right. Now, here's the deal, though. But he's
he was intimidated.
This little guy, totally, like, what's your problem? Nobody left for the most part. Two people, and he's willing to shut down the whole thing on account of two people. But here's an example of how we as a nation can fight
this
back lawfully.
This is an issue of standing up for
that's
life.
That's right, and how people of that community fought back lawfully. They said, listen, we're not going down like this. You're coming over to the church. Then all the students had the opportunity to go to the church. Like you said, we had representatives there and so
parents.
On. And we did the assembly anyway. That was that community standing up saying, listen, no. Just because one man wants to shut it down, we know that our students and our community is worth more than that. We're going to have you guys come over here to the church and make it happen anyway.
Yep.
Same thing. We're talking about Barack Obama and all these different things. Right.
Yep.
We can't let one man shut down.
No, this is what they don't want you to know.
That's right.
And how it works, friends. See, it's God's method, and it's the book of Acts. And when you obey the Lord, listen, it's going to hit the fan. It's just going to. But keep in mind that the Lord shows up in the fire. The fourth man shows up when you don't bow, you don't burn. That's where he shows up. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. I'm not breaking the law. Folks, they are. And listen, if they advocate a murder of the innocent in the womb so much, then show the young people what you advocate. They don't want the young people to see what they advocate because they know when the young people catch on to what they're doing, it's all over for them, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they know it. By the way, little Samuel Alexander Armas.
Yes.
Today, Samuel's walking with leg braces, is cognitively normal, and he loves looking for bugs.
Sounds like a normal
because
kid
mommy
to me.
And daddy stood
right.
up for life, and so are we. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Have you had enough, friends? So have we. Join life, yeah? Let's get on God's side. Let's get on the Lord's side and see what he won't do for our generation because he said he's faithful to 1,000 generations. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at Restoring Our restoringourpromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believe. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer. Assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Last segment, 1-866-233-0747. You know, we're dumping a lot of information on you, friends. I understand that, but it's important information. Star and Tribune, Minneapolis communist outlet here. Oakdale newborn's grisly death, stabbed 135 times. Her name was Nicole Beecroft. She was a 17-year-old student at Tartan High School. What she did is she gave birth to her baby girl, and she stabbed it over 135 times in the laundry room in St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, I got a question for you. Who taught her that she could go ahead and kill her baby at will?
It's terrible.
Wisdom is justified by her children. So who taught her to do that? Nicole was told that that's all she had to do was take her baby to the hospital and drop it off. Yet in some instances, a doctor could have did the exact same thing to kill her child, yet he'd have been paid to do it.
Or rip her child limb from limb.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Or saline, whatever the case might be.
Exactly.
It's sick, friends. Did you know that they're giving abortion coupons away in Orlando? See how they're encouraged when people stand down? Margaret Sanger, founder of the Planned Parenthood, she said the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. She said that in 1923. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. Got a picture right in front of my face where Margaret Sanger is preaching to the local KKK gals hang on every word that this devil had to say.
Yeah.
The KKK,
I mean, think about what she's saying. You know, the most merciful thing you can do to your infant members is kill it. Founder of Planned Parenthood.
Look at those that advocate these programs.
Yeah.
You know, on the extermination of blacks, Margaret Sanger said, founder of Planned Parenthood, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. She said the minister's work, who's the minister? The minister's work is also important, and he should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal we hope to reach. What is that? Who is the minister she's talking about? Well, let me ask you something. In the present, friends, who advocates the murder of the innocent, namely the blacks and the Hispanics in the womb, more than Barack Hussein Obama does? Nobody does. Nobody, friends. Got a picture of Barack right in front of me, standing right in front of Planned Parenthood. And America goes to sleep at night feeling for some reason that everything's good and okay. And when again, God said, thou shalt not kill. God said, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs 6:17. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, the injustice that sits on the Supreme Court. She was the one that was over in Egypt not too long ago, friends, basically telling those foreign people not to emulate our Constitution. In other words, she's ashamed of America. This is what she said, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She blurted out the truth in her confusion. She said, concerning abortion, I'd thought at the time Roe was decided there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of.
You want to talk about racism.
You want to talk about telling on yourself,
exactly.
And you should be incriminated and incarcerated for your crimes.
Ugh.
She just said it. Well, let's talk about justifying abortion. Friends, you can't. 1% is rape or incest. 6% is potential health problems, mother or child. 93% of all the abortions, the murder of the innocent in the womb in this country, are for social reasons.
So the next time a politician gets on TV and says, oh, well, you know, if it's rape or incest, listen, that's 1%. 93% are for social reasons. People just say, listen, I saw a picture of a girl who said, I had abortion because I chose life.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. From 1973 to 2014, 18 states have been murdered in the womb. Executive.
That's huge.
Oh, it's
you look
huge.
At a map,
57 million.
Look at a map of the United States and wipe out 18 of those states. Black
right.
it out. That's what
okay.
it looks like.
But what do we hear from those that commit the crimes? Stop the war on women.
Yeah.
No, it's the war isn't on women. The women that are aborting their babies are at war with their children. Okay? Well, would you have aborted a teenage girl who's pregnant? She's not married. Her fiancé is not the father of the baby. And he's very upset. Because if you would have, you would have recommended the murder of Jesus Christ. Ethel Waters was another prime case. Beethoven could have been aborted for sickness. Same thing with Ethel Waters. John Wesley had some issues as well. I think he was
too
one of...
Too many kids, too
yes.
poor.
Yeah.
None of money
well,
to support those kids.
Nothing... Listen, whenever it contradicts God's moral law, rest assured there is crime... Crime from A to Z concerning every step that they take. You can't justify the murder of an innocent baby. And if you can you tell me those that God actually preserved through the enforcement of his law? In other words, saying it like this. It's a good thing mama obeyed God for you to be born.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
There is no debate. There is no argument. It comes down to common sense. And here we are.
That's right.
It's a good thing somebody obeyed the law, that God's law, that you might be here today.
If mama didn't make the choice for life, you wouldn't even be here to have a choice to make. You want to think about that for a minute. And I want to say for those of you who say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing because you're out there really taking it to the streets. And we are. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a donation at the top right-hand corner where it says the donation button. Or you can scroll down and become a son or daughter of liberty. And perhaps you've heard this several times for our new listeners who are just, and we have a new affiliate out there, who are just turning into the Sons of Liberty for the first time. What that is you become a son or daughter of liberty. And you give a donation every month to help support us doing what we're doing and to be able to go out there and actually seek and save that which is lost, bringing forth the answers, namely Jesus Christ and not the problems. And also, as we talk about all the time, if you want to get equipped, if you want to get this assembly program that we've been going over for the past few days, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the store button. It's got the My War DVD. It also has the My War CD. For those of you who spend lots of time in the vehicle, that's our product of the week this week. You get 20 25% off if you're a son or daughter of Liberty. You can order online or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Got some brand new products out there, as I mentioned earlier, for the children. Great book on abortion for anyone, everyone, your church, your school, your pro-life group, your neighbor, your friend. It's awesome. So we want to get these tools in your hands to be able to make a difference about the problems that you see and actually do something about the problems that you see. So again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Make a donation, become a son or daughter of Liberty, or grab some products to get out there and be equipped to do what you're called to do, namely seeking and saving that which is lost. So there's so many good things that we could be talking about too. And I want to just go back, just going back to why we fight for our country and our Constitution and why it's so important. I want to give you this quote here. John Quincy Adams, on the 4th of July, 1821, said this: "The highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. They're not separate, they're one." He said, "From the day of the Declaration, they," meaning the American people, "were bound by the laws of God, which they all, and by the laws of the gospel, which they nearly all, acknowledge as the rules of their conduct." We cannot complain about the immorality and the breaking of the law of this administration if we're immoral ourselves, yeah, as a people and as a nation.
The message isn't going to change, friends. If I'm going to be a faithful witness to God, the message isn't going to change. The message is take responsibility for where we're at individually, and then in your family, and then in your community, and then in your county, and then in your city, and then in your state, and then in your country, because it will flow from an obedient person.
You know, I've got a great analogy. You know, for those of you who have kids, you know, you live in a house, and it's everybody's house, right? So, you know, let's say some person leaves something out or on the floor or doesn't put something back. What happens when one of your kids says, "Well, I didn't put it there. It wasn't me. I didn't take it out." Listen, we all live under the same house. We all live in this nation, namely the United States of America. One nation under God. So if we're all in this thing together, if we're all under the same roof, so to speak, in the same house, we all are responsible. We can't say, well, I never had an abortion, or I'm not those politicians that are making these bad laws. Listen, we all need to take responsibility, for until we take responsibility, we're never going to see any change and any types of answers. A citizen who really loves their country will do everything they can do to fight for their country because they are taking responsibility.
Give the analogy of the guy that sowed a different seed and he wanted a different harvest.
Well, there was a slave and a master, and one time the master told his servant, or his slave, whichever you want to say, to go out and sow barley. But instead of sowing barley, he sowed oats. And the master came back after time and noticed that oats were growing up instead of barley. And he looked at his servant and he said, hey, what's the deal here? Why do I got this growing up? I told you to sow barley, and I've got oats springing forth. Oh, why did you do that? He goes, well, I just sowed oats in the hopes that barley would appear. And he said, well, what a foolish notion. Wherever did you get an idea like that? And he said, well, from you, master. You sow seeds that are bad into your life all the time, and you expect to reap a good harvest. It's never going to happen. Either we sow good seed and have good fruit brought forth, or bad seed, and we're only going to reap a harvest of destruction.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got us for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time on Saturday. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.